Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen. It just simply means. And I am back again. I almost want to throw the rock up. You know, I almost want to throw my diamond in the air. But honestly, family, what is an iron triangle in project management? Again, what is an iron triangle in project management? Again, we understand that the iron triangle is really the foundation that drives our project. What do you mean, ED? Well, there are three, and I do, well, I should say four, really, but we always say three triple constraints. So you have your time, your cost, your scope, and your quality. That, family, is your iron triangle. But wait, it gets better. The reason why the iron triangle is so important, especially when it refers to time allows you, again, to lead the project effectively by understanding what is due, when is due, also who's responsible for the activity that is due. See, family, I've noticed that we can get so caught up in assigning tasks and holding people accountable and pushing, but sometimes we really need to, all the time when we're working with our project team, we should be collaborating effectively and asking the questions. Hey, listen, I know you said Tuesday, but there's a potential way we can get it to Monday because we have someone else that's waiting is going to be ready to go on Tuesday if you can finish by Monday. So you have to be able to have that ability to negotiate different times and things of that nature. Next point is cost. When you're leading your project, you have to be cognizant. Now, again, I've mentioned this before, that the budget aspect in project management is not as prevalent as it was when I was first really coming up through these project management ranks. Now, sometimes you'll have an accountant attached to you or the whole accounting department, and then you're just responsible for keeping track of the actual calls and sending them up. And sometimes there's some systems in place, whether it's PeopleSoft and just basically some type of software to keep track of everything and making sure all the receipts and everything is accounted for. But when you are, but you're still responsible for the budget of making sure you're not going over the budget or someone is not charging things to your budget. I'm sorry if I had a moment, but I was thinking about when this project manager was charging things to this other project manager's budget, and the other project manager wasn't paying attention to it. So, And what it was, the project manager wasn't doing it on purpose. He was provided, when he took over the project from a project manager that left, a certain cost code. And so when he was provided that cost code, he was just charging everything to his project. And the project manager that whose budget it was, oh man, it was so hilarious because they was trying to figure out what was this about. But long story long, family, they ended up working it out. So, but it's up to you to make sure that whatever's being charged to your project, that you are watching it. Like, you are definitely like a hawk. The third point in the iron triangle is the scope. Okay, now scope, it refers to the goals. It refers to the objectives. It refers to what are the requirements for this actual project. Family, you'll hear something called goal plating. You'll hear a terminology called scope creep. all of these different terminologies. That's why when you're leading a project as a project manager, you want to make sure your scope is intact. If there's a change required to the scope, you make sure you leverage the integrated change control, because if you don't leverage integrated change control and you're just making changes all willy-nilly, that will open the door, or as my auntie would say, it would open up Pandora's box for many more things to come in that you didn't need and or want. So family, what I'm saying to you is that when you are, make sure, besides focusing on the budget and time, because we can get so caught up in those too, because it's like, man, I don't want to be over budget and I don't want to be behind schedule. But we also forget about this scope, because the scope where people can just see that shiny object and be like, oh, this will be great with this. And that's not what we agreed on with the customer or our project sponsor. So family, make sure you guard that scope with everything that you love. The last and final is quality. As you know, you want to make sure you deliver a quality project, product to your end customer. And the whole concept of what I'm sharing with you today about the iron triangle of time, scope, cost, and quality is that you want to embed this in your mind and remembering the iron triangle. The iron triangle will help you, guide you as you're leading your project. That's why I look at it. I look at the iron triangle as like a guide, or I should say like almost like a GPS, that I should be constantly checking these areas, making sure that our budget is good, making sure that no one is adding more to the plate than the team is ready to digest. Ooh, I like that one. What that means is you'll see sometimes that you'll add all these tasks and they may have a due date, I don't know, 6-8 months out, and you will create that anxiety with a team if you just don't feed it to them in manageable bite-sized chunks. I always recommend that, family. So when you are building out your schedule, think of it in chunks and bite sizes, and when you're sharing it with the team, share what's important, share in the bite size, so that way when they look back, they can say, wow, we did all of that. Yes, you did do all of that. Family, well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, The Iron Triangle to a Project Manager and to the Body of Project Management. Currently is very important. I don't know any different, because I, like I said, if any one of those areas are affected, if your time is affected, then it affects the cost, because now you may have to, you know, fast track the project, or you may have to, fast track, crash, you may have to do some incredible things to make it happen. It may be a cost associated with it. And sometimes as a project manager, we always equate cost with financial aspect, but no, it also equates with time. So I want you to think about that as well, family. And then your scope, making sure you guard that scope, because if the scope is interrupted, or I should say this, if someone comes and put their own recipe on there that we didn't ask for, it can really get you in a lot of trouble as well, of affecting your quality and other aspects within the iron triangle. And again, quality. I don't know about you, but I love good service and I love good quality. If either one of those two are not aligned, I don't want it. You can keep your product, you can keep your service, because it doesn't make sense to me. I want the best of the best, because I expect, if I'm going to pay or if I'm going to be part of what we're doing here, that I give my all. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.